Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. San Bernardino City Unified School District Superintendent Dale Martston has resigned after 7 years in the post. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
Marsden said he will remain in his position possibly through the end of the year as board members discuss next steps. That's according to the San Bernardino Sun. Hired in 2012, Marsden led the county's largest school district and is one of the longest tenured superintendents in California. Marsden also led the district through the aftermath of the North Park Elementary School shooting in 2017, which claimed the lives of a teacher and a student. It's unclear exactly what Marsden will do after leaving the district. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Billionaire Michael Bloomberg campaigned in Stockton Wednesday and unveiled his plan to address poverty.
We're going to substantially increase the construction of affordable housing, both through tax credits and direct government spending, just as we did in New York.
Bloomberg wants to establish a $10 billion fund for cities to eliminate restrictive zoning laws, which can limit housing construction. His proposal also calls for expanding the earned income tax credit and raising the national minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025. Stockton Mayor Michael Tubbs endorsed Bloomberg at the campaign event. The 29-year-old mayor garnered national attention this year for a universal basic income pilot program that gives 125 low-income residents $500 a month, with no strings attached. A California panel has voted to declare marijuana smoke and its intoxicating chemical a risk to pregnant women and their developing fetuses. The decision Wednesday will require warnings for products legally sold in the nation's largest pot market. But it won't take effect for a year, and it remains to be seen what impact it'll have on the state's marijuana industry. The 9 scientists on the panel spent hours debating the reliability and accuracy of dense research studies. Cannabis industry officials say too little sound research is available to support the change and fear a flood of lawsuits. The company planning a high-speed train between Las Vegas and Southern California says construction could start late next year if bonds are approved by February. Virgin Trains USA executive Tina Quigley tells the Las Vegas Review-Journal that work will begin first in California. That's where state lawmakers recently approved a $3.25 billion bond request. Virgin is seeking approval in Nevada for $950 million in bonds. The track is expected to whisk passengers between Las Vegas and Victorville, California in about 90 minutes. Construction could take 3 years and cost $4.8 billion. Crews are searching for a 52-year-old man who went missing while hiking on snow-covered Mount Baldy in Southern California. Sri Makapati was with three other people when he became separated from the group on Sunday. His friend A.J. Chava tells the Daily Bulletin that Makapati is an experienced hiker. A sheriff's search and rescue team and volunteers are combing the rugged area northeast of Los Angeles. The peaks are blanketed in snow from recent storms, and overnight temperatures hovered near freezing. Makapati was last seen wearing a gray puffy jacket and gray pants. San Francisco leaders are cracking down on entrepreneurs using city streets as a testing ground for the latest delivery technology and transportation apps. The Board of Supervisors approved legislation Tuesday requiring businesses to get permits before trying out new high-tech ideas in public. The new Office of Emerging Technology will oversee products like delivery drones and hoverboards. Supporters believe it's the first such legislation in the country. They say it's long overdue in a city that's a hub for major tech companies. The Silicon Valley Leadership Group says the permit requirement will stifle innovation and burden business. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.